Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. It's hump day. Yep, it's hump day. And I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great stations all around the country. By the way, I am broadcasting from AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, along with FM 93.7, all across the country, around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, that starts with the over-the-road 18-wheel drivers, the men and the women out there going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, that then moves on up to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, the bulk mail haulers out there hauling the mail cross-country. And by the way, our suicide jockeys, too, hauling the gasoline and the diesel and the jet fuel wherever it needs to go. And let's not forget our Amazon warehouse folks and our Amazon drivers, too. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. And don't forget, you can find us on Getter, on Truth Social, and on Twitter, all the same way, Captain's America. That's Captain's America. And our website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, take advantage of all the different things we have on that website. You'll be surprised when you get over there and you see what's there, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And if you cannot hear our show anywhere else in the country, you can hear it over there streaming live right now. All right, let's go out to California. We got the one, the only, the incomparable, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics.
All right, thank you, Captain, and good morning to everybody.
Yippee-yi-yo, Kyle Patty. It's not a bad night tonight compared to what it's been. It's 59 degrees, a little cool, but not chilly. I mean, not like what it's been. Holy smokes. Last week is history now.
Well, yes, very much so. Well, here, Captain, we've got 47 degrees where I'm at, so yeah, a little bit cooler.
Yeah, but it's not raining and it's not snowing close to you, so you're lucky in that respect. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the Republic.
And to the Republic.
For which it stands.
For which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two big words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I found something out along with our compadre Frank Salvato doing some investigative reporting and trusting but verifying. You know what they say, trust but verify. So Frank and I went off on a chase yesterday to verify the story that I'm about to tell you about. Traditionally, when a president or a vice president or a member of Congress or the Senate move things from point A to point B, who's in charge of, say, the documents? Is it the president, the elected officer, or is it maybe somebody called the chief of staff?
Yeah, I believe it would be the chief of staff. That's right.
That's correct. Who has been the chief of staff for Vice President when he was Vice President Biden, and now President Biden. Who was his chief of staff? And still
well,
is.
That's the none other than Ron Klain.
Now, Ron Klain is a piece of work. And I want to talk a little bit more about who's culpable for the top secret documents being in Joe Biden's garage and his personal office and every other place they're not supposed to be. If you have a chief of staff for president or a vice president or anybody at that level of government, that chief of staff is obligated by law to know every single thing that goes on in that office. He or she is in charge. So, while Joe Biden may not have known what documents were in boxes next to his Corvette in a garage, which is entirely possible, Ron Klain, his chief of staff, did. Both from when he was vice president and now as president, because he's been chief of staff during both tenures. Now, he should have known exactly what was in those boxes and what documents were contained therein. He needed to know where these documents were, when they were transported, who transported them, and why they were transported to where they were transported, because by law, there has to be a record kept of this movement. Did you know that?
Yes, as a matter of fact. And certainly, Captain, even when it comes to something like, well, we don't have visitor logs, I wonder what's going to happen to those logs about anything about moving documents around.
Well, that's exactly correct, and that's why they don't have the logs. Now, Ron Klain is the hardcore radical leftist that manages the White House today. So as we start talking about culpability and who should be held accountable for these documents being legally in locations that they are not supposed to be in, we lean the blame right off the bat onto Mr. Ron Klain. This is not an oversight, Kyle.
No, it's not an oversight, and certainly, you know, Captain, it would actually, for lack of a better term, make more sense if the documents were in some other place that were secured or some other kind of a setup where you would take documents like that, like to a skiff at a different location that was set up properly. But these are in Joe Biden's garage, so we still have this huge breach of protocol. Whether or not Ron Klain knew where they were, probably did, but why were they there to begin with? Because you don't just go put documents in the vice president's garage. None of that makes any sense. So we're going to pick up on that when we come back.
We're getting ready to take a break, so cool your jets there. We're getting ready to take a break. And I'm going to tell you where I'm going to be today by this little announcement coming your way. But it's a Wednesday morning, a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Finally, down here in Florida, going to be in the middle 70s, maybe 80 today.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday.
You betcha. Thanks very much, Jeff. And Jeff will be there today, and so won't a lot of other people. Some I know, some that I don't. We'll make some new friends there today, and that's great. Lakewood Ranch Country Club for their monthly meeting. I am their keynote speaker from 11:30 to about 1:30. Now, I want to tell you this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Of course, Relief Factor is a product I have personally been taking for over 9 years. The reason I take it is because it works. Now, does it work for me because of what's in it? Oh, yeah. Does it work for me because of what's in it? Does what it says it's supposed to do? Yep, again. Now, let me remind everybody that there are 4 ingredients in Relief Factor that are the kicker to all of this. Turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3. Now, this is part of an integrated health plan that will help your body to reduce inflammation. Now, inflammation is extremely important because that brings along the pain and the swelling that comes with a lot of these injuries. And you'll get rid of it by taking Relief Factor. That's the whole purpose behind it. Because Relief Factor will lower or eliminate the pain associated with whatever the problem is you got going by going right straight to the source. It's 100% drug-free. It's 100% botanical and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. And, of course, it supports a healthy response to inflammation and decreases the discomfort you're in. Now, does it work 100% for everybody? No. But it works. And how do I know that? Because I had a person come up to me over the weekend at the gun show and tell me that they had taken a Relief Factor. And while it didn't work as good as they thought it was going to work, it did slow down and numb the pain that they were in and made life more bearable. And they turned around and they bought another bag. Okay, well, that's great. But they also told me that they decided to try it or to stop it for a few days. And when they did, the pain came back worse than what it was before. So they learned an important lesson. And that is that the product did work, even though they said, well, you know, I don't know. No, the product did work. It did what it was supposed to.
Did it do it 100%? No. Would they probably have had to take a higher dosage? Maybe. But it did what it said it was going to do. ReliefFactor.com/captain is a website. Go over there. $19.95 and a three-week quick start. ReliefFactor.com/captain. That's ReliefFactor.com/captain. Go over there. Check it out. See what they have to offer. You'll be glad you did. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. And Kyle and I are talking about the chief of staff for the current president, Joe Biden, Ron Klain. Are you back in there, Kyle?
I'm here, yes.
Okay. Here's what the special counsel should always know and is charged with knowing. First of all, right now, the special counsel should be cooperating with the DOJ with the investigation they got going on. We haven't heard one word out of Klain, have we?
Well, no, we haven't, and we have seen a lot of questions flying around at the press briefing about not this specific question about the chief of staff, but whether or not even the president's cooperating. Would he appear before the special counsel, for example? So the tenor of everything that's going on right now, Captain, is well, we're just letting this process play out. We're not going to comment on it, et cetera, et cetera. So, but no, we haven't heard anything from Ron Klain making any kind of public statement about this.
Well, here's what we need to know. We need to know who knew about it, when did they know about it, why was it authorized, and who moved them? Because everyone who knew about these top secret documents being in Delaware or being at the University of Pennsylvania, when they weren't supposed to be there, they are culpable. They've committed a crime. And it all starts with Ron Klain, Joe Biden's chief of staff. That is a fact. It is a legal fact. It is a statement that's easily proven, and no one can dispute it.
Well, and Ron Klain's been around for a long, long time. He also, I think, served for Al Gore during his vice presidency as well. And as you said, for Vice President, then Vice President Joe Biden, and now President Joe Biden. So, yeah, to say that he wouldn't understand the process or that it would all come as a shock to him would be to stretch credulity.
Well, let's take a look at Ron Klain. Let's look at what he said. Let's look at who he directed. Because if he didn't know about the movement of the top secret documents out of a skiff, that whole hierarchy at the White House has got to go, all of them.
Well, that's right. I mean, these kinds of mistakes are not the kinds of mistakes that you can make at these high levels because national security is at stake. And also, of course, you know, it begs the question, you know, what is going on in the Joe Biden White House? And also, Captain, these records go back several years. They were sitting there while Joe Biden was a candidate for president, evidently.
Now, I also want to take issue with the way Chuck Schumer is responding to this crime, and it is a crime. A recent talking head show visit by the Senate Majority Leader was demonstrably different from the way he sounded when Mar-a-Lago was part of the mix, and they were going after Donald Trump. Now, you can sit here and ask yourself all day long, why is that? But the fact of the matter is, the FBI made a raid on Mar-a-Lago, right?
Yes, of course, yes.
And we've got ourselves a hypocrisy of immense proportions going on here right now, because this is one of the reasons why people hate politicians. Damn if you do, damn if you don't, you find out something about somebody on one end of the aisle, and then the other person, squeaky clean, for doing the same thing. Does that make any sense?
No, not at all. And I'm glad you mentioned the Mar-a-Lago raid. You know, Captain, evidently the DOJ said, well, we know where these documents are. We're going to go get them. They should have known where these documents are, the archivist at least, or somebody should have known they're sitting in Joe Biden's garage. And why didn't they have a midnight raid at Joe Biden's
mansion? What's the major difference between Biden and Trump with all of this?
Well, apart from one being a Republican and a Democrat, I think one of the major differences is that the Trump people were actually in communication with the archivist regarding these, and they were looking to get through the process to return them properly, and they were secured in a known location.
They were locked away, and no one could get to them without a key. In this other case, all you had to do was bust open a garage door, and boom, you were there.
That's right. Or go visiting to Joe Biden's house and say, I'm going to go out to the garage and see what I find. And then having no visitor logs, this is also huge.
I'm here to tell you is not true. They have visitor logs. That's part of what the Secret Service does. They know everybody that comes and goes, and they don't just do it by saying, hey, Jack, how's it going? No, you have to sign in and you have to sign out. The reason I know that is because I've been part of that system.
Well, exactly. But in this case, you have the White House counsel saying, well, there are no visitor logs. So that's simply just a smokescreen because they don't want people to begin to drill down and figure out, oh, wait a minute, these people came from this foreign country or that foreign country or this political act.
Now, Chuck Schumer is still the majority leader in the Senate because we had people who didn't show up at the polls. And if they did, they were freaked out by the propaganda about the MAGA candidates. We needed a sea change election this past midterm, a sea change that never materialized. And those of you who are listening who didn't vote or who did vote but voted for someone else because they said they were MAGA, you are part of the problem. And you better wake the hell up. You need to wake up because sending the same people back to Washington over and over and over and over and over again is not working anymore, Kyle.
Well, that's right. Isn't that the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result?
And let's talk about the trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars that's been spent. It's been spent by the good old boys network, the gang that's been there, the gang that couldn't shoot straight. And they're still there. People have got to wake up and vote them the hell out of office. They've got to wake up. They've got to start voting for people who are good for the country rather than whether or not they've got a D or an R after their name. You have to vote for the best candidate that says they're going to do what they're going to do for who? For we the people. Now, there are some Republicans that I would and will never vote for, and it's starts with guess who?
Who's that?
Mitch McConnell. He's a worthless, worthless individual. And I don't care what he did in getting all the judges in there. He voted yes, present, I want it on all the money bills. Did you know that?
Yes, I did. Yep. You voted yes.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more here in the Captain's America Third Watch. Kyle Warren and myself don't go anywhere. Bottom of the hour break, and then we're coming right back with more. And this is where I'm going to be today, Wednesday.
Join the Captain Matt Bruce south of the Bay Wednesday for the Lakewood Ranch Republican Club Luncheon as the featured speaker from 11:30 to 1:15 p.m. at the Lakewood Ranch Country Club, 7650 Legacy Boulevard. It's all about America on the Captain's America Third Watch, Wednesday.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
U.S. USA News Update. The Golden State Warriors are celebrating their 2022 NBA championship win at the White House. President Biden congratulated the team this afternoon, calling the organization one of the most successful franchises in basketball history. He said the team is all about heart and hustle. The president praised the team for rallying the nation against gun violence and speaking out against racism. Head coach Steve Kerr said he took part in a roundtable discussion on gun violence with senior White House advisors. Natural disasters are displacing millions of Americans. New data from the U.S. Census Bureau shows that 3.3 million Americans were displaced by natural disasters in 2022, with 1 million of those solely from Florida. The state was hit by Hurricane Ian in September, which killed over 100 people and cost billions of dollars in insured losses. The United Nations is calling natural disaster displacement one of the most devastating impacts of climate change. I'm Blue Flores, USA News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Kyle Warren, and you're listening to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You know something? I will take it right away. Thank you very much, Kyle. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell at MyPillow, MyPillow.com, the place to go to find out more about things that help you go to sleep and stay asleep. Now, Mike Lindell has got the best pillow on the market, the best sheets on the market, the best mattresses on the market, certainly the best pillows on the market. MyPillow.com, the website. You don't believe me? Go over there and take a look. By the way, they've got a warranty that's second to nobody's. Takes you out into May of this coming year. If you have any problems, you can replace it, no questions asked. So, MyPillow.com is the place to go to. When you get over there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page. Use the promo code CAPTAIN to get into the page. Take a look at all the stuff they have. And right away, you'll see savings after saving after saving after saving after saving. By as much as 80% right off the bat on certain items. It's going to be unbelievable when you coast on through there and see what's going on. So, MyPillow.com, promo code CAPTAIN. Now, you can call them if you want. Speak to a live person at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. But it all starts by going to the website, MyPillow.com. When you get there, go to the Radio Listener Specials page, use the promo code CAPTAIN, and away you go. And if you want to talk to them on the phone, 800-641-5459. 5459-800-641-5459. Okay, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we've talked a lot about Ron Klain. We're going to leave that alone for a while. But one of the signatories of the open letter more than 2 years ago attempting to discredit the findings from the content of Hunter Biden's laptop has admitted in an interview with the Australian that most of what was discovered in the emails had to be based on reality and truth.
Yes, this is very, very important, obviously, because right at that same time, Captain, weren't we hearing that this was all Russian disinformation or something like that?
That's right.
That's exactly. So you can see how things get they get snow jobbed on. You know, they throw up smoke screens and anything they can. They kitchen sink it, for goodness sake, to try to make sure that what is really happening or what's really what you're seeing in front of your face, you have to discount as being real or rather not real and Russian disinformation in this case.
Now, I got a direct message here from Sally. Sally's in Indianapolis, and hello, Sally. Thanks for tuning in. She's going, Captain and Professor, why is Joe Biden seeming to get every benefit of the doubt in how the documents found in his home are being handled by the Department of Justice? Why is it that they don't see what you gentlemen have been talking about for over a week now, pointing out that's very obvious to the rest of us? We agree with you. Why aren't they moving along to go after the vice president, or the president, who at the time committed a crime as vice president? She continues with the same charges, the same crime, while president. Well, that's a good question. What do you think, Kyle?
Well, I think, number one, you are seeing some Democrats and some of the media begin to sort of question all this, shall we say, for lack of a better term. But you also have others who are not going to rush to judgment. They continually compare everything to Donald Trump. And I heard one person compare it to Donald Trump, but they didn't even compare it to Trump having documents at Mar-a-Lago, but somehow by leading the January 6th insurrection. You know, so they're using that as trying to get mileage out of that. But I think the short answer is that Joe Biden's a Democrat. He's a liberal. This is what most of the media believe. And so they are going to try to slow walk this thing. Maybe it'll go away, but I don't think it's going to go away.
Well, the January 6th thing is coming from the leader of the Proud Boys, who's trying to literally save his ass from going to jail for a long, long time by saying that he was getting his marching orders from Donald Trump.
Yes, well, of course, that's all part of the process when you're really facing, you know, some pretty serious consequences. But in the media, though, in fact, I think it was Joy Behar, Captain, on The View, who basically said, I'm just paraphrase here, Joy Behar thinks that Joe Biden just needs to apologize for all this stuff and say that he was careless or something like that. Can you imagine that? That's also no harm, no foul. Joe Biden said he was sorry.
Won't work.
And no, well, of course not. But why wouldn't she say the same thing about Donald Trump? Well, of course, because she's completely against Trump and wanted to use that as a springboard to continue to harm him politically. It's just that simple sometimes. They don't like Trump, but Biden stands for the same stuff that they do, generally speaking, and so it's time to coalesce.
Now, we now know that at the beginning of the pandemic, there was an international push to share patents and information regarding the COVID medicines and vaccines. Now, pharmaceutical giants like Pfizer and Moderna instead sought to maximize profits. They pressured Twitter to censor users advocating for general low-cost vaccines because they were in the business of charging as much as they could and making as much money as they could.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, we can project 100 years in the future here. How about 50 years in the future? I think people will look back and say at a time when the planet Earth was being devastated by the COVID-19 pandemic, what we should have had was open discussion, peer-reviewed science, let a thousand flowers bloom, and let's get this thing under control. Who cares what the patent is? We're trying to save humanity, basically, in a nutshell. But nope, it was all about profit again.
Have you heard about Exercise Neon Defender?
I don't think I have, no.
Well, that's military personnel from the United States and the Kingdom of Bahrain have begun a 10-day naval exercise in and off the coast of Bahrain. Now, it's called Operation Neon Defender, and it's an annual bilateral training event that enhances collaboration and interoperability amongst the Bahrain Defense Force, Ministry of the Interior, and U.S. Naval Forces Central Command, were reporting yesterday. And they apparently are having a very highly successful training mission going on here.
Well, excellent. I mean, obviously, what's happening in the Middle East is things are still happening in the Middle East, despite the Biden document issue, or even what's happening, for example, will build up in China versus Taiwan, what's happening in North Korea, what's happening in Ukraine, obviously, is one of the major things going on. But the Middle East is still going to be a big play or a big part of this, of these happenings that we're going to see very soon, I think. So we have to be ready.
And a Democratic-appointed federal judge found an Alabama man, Joshua Black, not guilty in the obstruction of an official proceeding in Washington, D.C. on January the 6th for his role in the protests at the U.S. Capitol. He was found not guilty.
Very interesting. Let's see if the very same Democrats who talk about respect the process will respect this process.
Well, a lot of them have been charged with the same thing.
Yep.
And they're still in jail.
Well, that's right. But what I mean to say is that if the process plays out and you go through the trial and you're found not guilty, well, that's the end of the trial. Then that's the end of it. And otherwise, you just get people continue to hang on and they won't accept it. But yep, this is our system. We're supposed to accept the outcome of the trials.
Okay, well, folks, we're getting ready to take a break, and when we come back from this break, we are going to talk about Kyle, and we're going to ask him what he's going to do with his $5
million. I'm getting $5
million? San Francisco's Reparations Committee has proposed each longtime resident that's entitled to this, that they can prove that they were brought in on a boat or whatever, $5
million. Yes, this is part of the proposals that we hear about from time to time. And, yes, this is culminating, evidently. There's a lot to talk about when it comes to the notion of reparations, how effective so-called reparations are going to be, and what does it mean for the day after reparations are paid? I think that's the big question.
Well, when you find out, you let me know.
Right. Well, in other words, so again, like I said, we can project into the future and the other topic, but here we go. Let's go 10, 20 years down the road. What do reparations do? What do we expect our society to look like following that? It's not just start writing checks. It's what would it accomplish? What are they saying it will?
All right, hold that thought, folks. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back with the Truckers Highway Bible Report on this Wednesday morning, so don't go anywhere. I shall return.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. And if you'd like to join the conversation, call us now at 1-877-969-8600.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences. Too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Don't like my big red barn. A 47 Ford bullet holes in the door, broke down motor in the front yard. crank my music up loud. Like I sling a little mud in my four-wheel drive, trek it on into town. Shoot a little eight ball down at the pool hall, drink a beer with my friend. Now don't judge me and I won't judge you, cause we all get judged in the end. Some people care about what other people think, worry about what they say.
You think about that? That's Montgomery Gentry and Kyle. What do you think about that?
Well, what I think it's great. You know, that's what I think about that.
So is what I just saw climbing on that motorcycle. There you go. All righty. Now, you know, folks, we still got a storm system passing through the Four Corners region today. Moved out of California, moving to the east. It's expected to develop into some sort of large-scale winter storm come today. Now, several weather threats are anticipated with this storm on Wednesday and Thursday, including a swath of heavy snow from the central Rockies into the central High Plains and the upper Great Lakes. And I'm telling you, you folks are going to get nailed up there. Got a winter storm warning in effect for a lot of the central part of the country right now. And we'll tell you where that's all at when we get to our turn of the road here. The severe thunderstorms and heavy rain also across the southern tier of the United States today. Texas, you could be seeing a lot of rain. Louisiana, you could be seeing a fair amount of rain, too. Take it away, Kyle.
All right, folks, so we're going to start out tonight. We do have a dense fog advisory up in the state of Montana along I-94. This is going to be between Hysham. This is going to be just outside of Billings. And as you travel through Miles City, you got a dense fog advisory there. Also, our friends in Grand Junction, Colorado, you've got a dense fog advisory there as well, reading fog right now. This is along I-70. And, of course, we're also seeing snow in Denver, Colorado right now. And so for our listener Erin there, I'm sure that she's looking out her window and seeing snow. It's also going to go down towards Colorado Springs along I-25, north along I-25, up through Fort Collins, Cheyenne, and then up as far as about Wheatland. You've got snow going into Wyoming. And as you head out of Cheyenne, going east out of I-80, you've got the snow as you head up towards Laramie as well. So be careful with that. And then as you head over to Nebraska out of Denver, snow all the way to the Nebraska border. So please do be careful with that. We've also got some fog up for our friends in Idaho Falls this morning, so be aware of that. We continue, of course, with winter storm warnings. This is going to be up near in the Northern California area right now. We still have that. There's higher elevations, of course. We continue to have winter weather advisories in Northern Nevada, winter weather advisory all up and down Interstate 15 in Utah, so be aware of that. And also tonight, Captain, down for our friends in Tucson, Arizona, you've got a freeze watch. And that of course, means you want to make sure if you're going through that area and it's freezing, you got to make sure that your fuel is right, especially if you're up on the mountain passes right now on Donner Pass. This is up again near Reno on the California side, of course. You've got 12 degrees, Captain, 12 degrees. They got freezing fog and mist right now. So be careful out there. And we're taking a look at one more. Let's take a look at Snoqualmie. Looks like it's not doing too
nothing
bad
there
right now, just overcast skies, so be careful out there.
Well, since you mentioned Nebraska, just about the entire state of Nebraska is under a winter state warning right now, a winter storm warning, sorry, from the west to the east and going up 76 to 80 and all the way across over to Omaha. Council Bluffs are going to be in it. The southeastern corner of South Dakota, there is also a winter storm warning, which will take you up towards Sioux Falls. And over into Iowa, the western half of Iowa, over towards just about Des Moines now. And moving to the east, you have a winter storm warning. So all across I-80, you're going to be in it coming out of Wyoming, winter storm warning. I-70, you're going to be in it into Kansas coming out of Colorado for about 100, 125 miles, and it looks like the storm is moving to the east, so it's going to be a little bit longer than that. You might be in it most of the night, all night, if you're going cross country on I-70 from Denver to Points East. Now, we do have, up in the northeastern corner of Iowa, freezing rain and sleet. Southeastern corner of Minnesota right now, freezing rain and sleet. Across the central part of Wisconsin, freezing rain and sleet, to include Madison and Madison, Wisconsin, all the way up to Green Bay. The Upper Peninsula over on the other side in Michigan, same thing, freezing rain and sleet. Let's move on down to Texas, because down in Texas you're going to get some rough weather today. There's a system developing down there along the coastline, down between Beaumont and over towards almost to New Orleans. That's going to be developing into something, probably severe thunderstorms as the day progresses, it looks like, because the temperatures are going to be ripe for just that sort of thing. West part of Texas, you're going to have some rain and some wind in there, and you're also going to have a mixture of some storms over there, especially going west out of 20 and 10, the junction there at Pecos, all the way over to El Paso, so be advised of that. Up in the northeastern part of the United States, upstate New York, over into Vermont, you have got lake effect snow all the way in a straight line from about Pulaski all the way over to just north of Lake George, and well, actually, through the middle of Lake George, just north of Albany, and not quite into Massachusetts yet, but it could be in another hour or so. We do have a gale warning up again right now from the Chesapeake Bay down to the Carolina coastline, so be advised of that. Now, Kyle is out there in California, and of course, when you get in the bad weather, you always want to know where the truck stops are. And your friends on the highway are going to be the Pilot and or the Flying J, especially the new ones that they've remodeled, because they got all the amenities there, including the truck repair facilities, get your laundry done, and they got a nice little lounge to relax in and all that stuff. And Kyle, what else can you tell us?
Well, Captain, I'm glad you mentioned that, because the good people at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers, they've been investing literally millions and millions of dollars upgrading and recreating a lot of these different Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers across the land. And the best way to find out where they are is go to pilotflyingj.com. That's pilotflyingj.com. Use their locations function. You'll see where all the different locations are along your route, and you can plan your trip accordingly. And especially in these days when you're trying to save a little bit of money, you can stretch your wallet with the My Rewards Plus app. And when you download the app, you'll start enjoying two free drinks every week. Get special offers on food, drinks, snacks, and other great gear that they have at Pilot and Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com, download the My Rewards Plus app. You won't be sorry. Pilotflyingj.com.
By the way, we've got some states now that have officially joined the program to ban gas-powered vehicles. Washington State, Oregon, California, out there in the west, New York and Massachusetts to the east. I guess they need to have their heads examined. They haven't figured it out yet. You can't surfboard on a roller skate in the middle of a snowstorm. All right, Kyle, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and we shall return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Why shotgun? Why shotgun?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.